ਸਰਵਿਸਿਸ ਹੈ। ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਘੱਟ ਕੀਮਤ ਤੇ 5G ਇੰਟਰਨੈਟ ਰੋਮਿੰਗ ਸਰਵਿਸਿਸ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਵੀ ਟ੍ਰੈਵਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, UK, ਇੰਡੀਆ, ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ, ਸਾਊਦੀ ਅਰੇਬੀਆ, ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਘੱਟ ਕੀਮਤ ਤੇ।
ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ WTUR 770 AM ਯੰਗਸਟਾਊਨ ਟੋਰਾਂਟੋ।
ਸੱਤ ਸੌ ਸੱਤਰ AM ਦੀਆਂ ਨਸ਼ਰੀਆਤ ਸੁਣਨ ਤੇ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਹਾਜ਼ਰਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਾ ਖਬਰ ਰਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਇਨਫਾਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਅਨਾਲਿਸਿਸ ਇਲੈਕਟ੍ਰਿਕ ਗੱਡੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਈ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਐਪ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ eawaz.com, ਲੋਕਲ ਨੰਬਰ 6478724900।
ਮੇਰੀ ਪੂਰੇ ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਿੰਗ,
Assalamu alaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Welcome listeners to another edition of Muslim Perspectives. Peace and blessings of God be with each and every one of you. Today's selection from the Quran is taken from chapter 2, verses 151 to 153. Let's listen in as we get the recitation of Surah 2 verse 151 to 153.
وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا الصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
The translation of the verses of the Quran just recited from chapter 2 verse 151 goes as follows. Just as we have sent among you a messenger from yourselves, reciting to you our verses and purifying you, and teaching you the book and wisdom, and teaching you that which you did not know. So remember me, and I will remember you, and thank me, and never be ungrateful. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, God is with the patient. On the line, we have Ustad Faisal Bakhsh. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ustad Faisal has a lifelong history of teaching and coaching Muslims in the theology and practice of Islam. Ustad is also a licensed family counselor, assisting in resolving spousal issues and helping parents navigate raising children in the society. Ustad, give us some reflection on these verses.
Certainly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So we have three wonderful verses with lots of teachings and guidance here. And although our focus will be on the last verse, 153, about patience, sabr, we'll try to understand that a little bit later. But for now, just to give a summary, an overview, I would suggest. So God Almighty is indicating to humanity, to those who are inclined towards wanting and desiring belief, that He has sent the final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and peace be upon all the prophets before him. And in this particular verse, the verse 141, it starts off by indicating what the role of this messenger primarily was and is. And so we say, reading the revelations, meaning indicating and teaching and showing what the revealed word of God is in the Quran. And the intent here is, the idea is to purify us, to make us better, to elevate us. Being human beings, we have this capacity for both good and bad. And so the idea here is that with the revelation, it attempts to make us better, to purify us, to give us a chance to recover from mistakes. And he taught the scripture and wisdom in applying it, in not only taught it, but also how to apply. And he showed this both by speech, in words, as well as in action. And he's teaching what we did not know. And so God Almighty is indicating that in this revelation, the messenger has been sent to show us to live in an example of obedience to God and following divine guidance. The key is mentioned in the next verse, where God Almighty says, "So remember me, and I will remember you." Meaning, don't lose the opportunity to reflect on not only our own condition, but also to reflect on the divine guidance that the sovereign creator has sent to us, both in the messenger and the message. And then to express gratitude and try our best not to be unthankful for this divine guidance and for all other forms of bounties that God Almighty has bestowed. And then the last verse, which we want to spend some time, because this is the month of Ramadan, God Almighty addressing the believers. O you who believe, seek help. Seek, because we need the creation, and so we rely on the divine sustenance. We rely on divine help and support. So God Almighty is instructing us and commanding us to seek this pursuit of desiring good and being patient with the trials and tribulations through being a person of sabr, or being people of sabr, and we'll explain that shortly, and prayer. So, and then what is interesting is at the end of this verse, God Almighty says, and God Almighty is with the patient ones. So, if we were to take a look at this notion of patience, we'll keep the Arabic word for now once we understand what it means. So the command is to seek help, seek support, seek assistance through being patient and observing the daily prayer. And in addition, also supplication, because in the previous verse it mentions remembering God Almighty. And this remembrance is in the form of phrases, in the form of actions, in the form of making supplications. All these are part of the zikr, that God Almighty, the remembrance of God. So sabr is a term used to indicate patience, restraint, endurance, and perseverance. And it's a condition of the inner self. That's where it starts. It manifests itself when our conduct indicates that we are patient or we have sabr. And one of the things that this is connected to is to have complete trust in God Almighty, which in Arabic is called tawakkul, and contentment with Him, which is called rida. And so, when whatever condition in life we have, be it times of joy, be it times of difficulties, be it in worship, be it otherwise, in general mundane activities, we are challenged often by how we're going to react to certain things. And so God Almighty has given us this quality of endurance, of restraint, of perseverance, as a means of, as a solution, so to speak, to help us manage and navigate the daily challenges of life. One of the great scholars of the past, he mentions that most people sin because of two things. They commit egregious things because of two things. Lack of sabr, of patience, with regard to pursuing what they love or aspire to. Or lack of sabr with regards to what they detest, such as pain, poverty, illness, etc. So we see here that this word sabr, if you want to say, again, use the word patience, is the key to an inner power that enables us to respond with consciousness, with intention, with purposefulness to life's challenges. And so gives us the ability to face life challenges, to face life itself with dignity, integrity, and faith, and becomes an incredible source of strength. Now, one of the things that's often misunderstood is that many people incorrectly say that this sabr, this patience, it is just resigning, you know, just equate it with resignation. And so it's an inactive waiting, it's a passive condition, it's enduring difficulty, situations are given up. But rather, it is how we wait and how we endure and how we respond to challenges. And so there is this mental, emotional, and psychological diligence in observing our reaction to the conditions of life. Now, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that no one is given that which is better and more comprehensive than sabr and this patience. And so we have this idea that indeed it is a gift that God Almighty has given to us. It's a bounty, an internal bounty, an internal mechanism by which we can manage life. There's another wonderful, beautiful word that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to describe sabr. He says sabr is it's an illumination. It illuminates not only the person, but their entire environment. And again, he, peace be upon him, said, whoever practices sabr, Allah gives him sabr. So it's something that we have to do. We have to practice. We have to position ourselves to do. And even though it may be difficult and unnatural, but with practice, it becomes easier. And we have this motivation that God Almighty advises in the Quran, that in another verse he says, the patient ones will be given their rewards without measure. And so we have this incredible, motivating factor that the way we are conducting our affairs in life, then it's manifested in the rewards with God Almighty. And not only that, but in the verse itself, it says, "Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin," that Allah is in the company of those who are patient. So, again, just to emphasize the point that the Prophet, peace be upon him, also is narrated to have said, sabr is half of Iman, and in another narration, half of Islam itself, gratitude being the other half. So, not only is it a powerful trait to navigate the life itself, whether it's one way or another, in our favor or not, according to us, but it brings countless rewards in this life and the next. Now, Ramadan is regarded also as the month of patience. And how is this so? It's consistent in all acts of worship. So the very fasting that we are observing, reciting and reflecting on God's revealed guidance, additional worship, diligently pursuing the performance of good deeds, being kind and generous, charitable, disciplining ourselves to avoid the temptations surrounding us, forgiving others, managing the small impediments and annoyances around us. So Ramadan itself, by virtue of the month and by virtue of the blessings in the month, and by virtue of the rahmah, the mercy of God Almighty, it has all these aspects that promotes and helps us to be patient. And so we come out of this month with an aspiration to be better and more resilient once the month passes, because in the month we are being almost trained to get ready to deal with, or a reminder to deal with, the challenges of life. And so we ask God Almighty to endow us with what it takes to build this endurance, resiliency, to build our not succumbing to the moments. Because what has happened, and if we look at the opposite, where people begin to lose their patience, we see disastrous effects in our society. Traffic violations, rage. We have it in domestic violence, and then we see it across the world today. Unfortunately, and may God preserve all the people who are being caught in the middle here. That when the lack of patience or the lack of wanting to have a peaceful coexistence, then it leads to tremendous violence and tremendous harm and tremendous destruction of children, of men, women, innocents. This is at a manifested at the international level or the global level, but in families, we see it happen. We have destructions of families when people can no longer be to observe this sense of resiliency and recover from anything that is troublesome, that is annoying, that is harmful. And the ability to forgive, and that's why one of the features of this month is this forgiving nature, which is in the, we come into the second third of Ramadan, and it's mentioned in a narration that the second third is, the second of the three parts is forgiveness. God Almighty forgives us, but also to transfer this forgiveness and that realization, forgiving each other. Because at the end of the day, we're human beings, we make mistakes, we slip, we err, and the whole idea is to make us better and to improve ourselves. And so Ramadan is this, as they say, it's a lesson, or it's being given to us as a temporary guest. How are we going to treat this guest from God Almighty? It's going to be how we can better improve ourselves, develop better character. And so patience is one of the things that is much needed in our world today. May God help us to be amongst those. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Before you go, Ustaz, looking at these verses, they seem to have a thematic flow. From God, He sent messengers with revelation and to purify us. Therefore, remember Allah and be grateful. When tested, respond with patience and prayer. It seemed to form a spiritual cycle: revelation, gratitude, struggle, patience, divine support. Is that an accurate reading?
Yes, that would be appropriate if one were to connect the three messages here in each of the verses. Yeah, that would be appropriate and correct.
Alhamdulillah. Until next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Month of Ramadan, a month for transformation. So the question is, why do we fast for 30 days? Let's listen to some advice.
Question is, why 30 days? 1,400 years ago, when the fasting started with Muslims, no one knew why 30 days, why not 40 days? We know now from science, it takes 30 days for you to be able to abandon old habits. There's something called in the brain called neural pathways, tracks. Any habit establishes a very powerful neural track. For you to be able to get rid of that bad habit, you need 30 days. You need to build another track, alternative, to be able to get rid of the old habits. So God gave you 30 days because He knows what He created, and giving you an opportunity to be able to transform yourself. It's a journey of transformation. The whole purpose of Ramadan is about after Ramadan. If Ramadan hasn't changed you to the version which you deserve and God will be pleased about it, then you haven't understood the purpose of Ramadan.
Use this holy month to break free from the shackles of all that is wrong in your life. Use it because it is a beautiful blessing that so many of us take for granted. Break free from the desires that are destroying your life, whether it be lust, whether it be looking at disgusting videos, whether it be smoking or eating too much or whatever it is. This is a month of mercy. This is not a punishment. Oh man, I gotta fast. If you're looking at like, man, I gotta fast, I got newsflash you. There's something wrong with your faith. You should be looking forward to this month. You should be crying by the time it's over that it's over. That's how you know that the fast worked, that you don't even want it to end, because you feel the serenity enter your heart. And it doesn't happen right away, by the way. The more filthy your heart is,
takes longer,
your spiritual heart, you'll start to feel the effects. If you're doing everything you're supposed to, praying on time, right? By the end of the month, you're going to feel the softness. May God accept the fast from all of us. May He have mercy on all of us. May He forgive us for our shortcomings. May He forgive me for the many mistakes I've made and the cursing and whatever I've done wrong. We got to do better.
Therefore, whoever of you is present in that month, let him fast. But he who is ill or on a journey shall fast a similar number of days later on. God desires ease for you, not hardship. He desires you to fast the whole month, so that you may glorify Him for His having guided you, and so that you may be grateful to Him. When my servants ask you about me, say that I am near. I respond to the call of one who calls, whenever he calls to me.
Indeed, the verses of the Quran in that piece of advice. If we again look at chapter 2, verse 151, the translation, just as we, meaning God, have sent among you a messenger from yourselves, reciting to you our verses and purifying you and teaching you the book and wisdom and teaching you that which you did not know. There is a particular role and profile of the Prophet of God, Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him. In the classical tafsirs, the Prophet ﷺ performs four functions: recitation, purification, teaching, revelation, and wisdom. So, when we look at recitation, this refers to the recitation of the Quran exactly as God revealed it to him. When we look at purification, it's about purification from associating partners with God in absolute uniqueness of God, that there's nothing comparable to God, and God is the one that is sought by all. It's the purification of the character, refinement of the soul. When we talk about teaching the revelation, it means explanations of the rulings, clarification of that which is permitted and that which is forbidden, legal and theological understanding. And it also includes the sunnah, that is, in the matters of the practice of the Prophet, matters of the unseen, in spiritual knowledge, in divine law, in rectification of the heart. It underscores the guidance is entirely from God's grace. So Ramadan is the month in which these four functions are intensified. We have increased recitation of the Quran, fasting disciplines the ego and purifies intention. Ramadan circles, gives us and reminds us of the ta'lim, the knowledge, hikmah. We living in the sunnah in generosity, mercy, restraint. Ramadan is not just abstinence from food and drink, etc. It is prophetic character building compressed into 30 days. Just as revelation transformed the first generation, Ramadan is designed to perform the believer annually.
Ramadan is the month of mercy. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of giving and helping those in need. Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, the month in which it first came down, to Prophet Muhammad in year 16, a guide for all mankind.
Ramadan for fasting, for giving.
Ramadan
for praying. Be patient.
Ramadan
for giving and feeding.
Ramadan,
we love you.
Oh, Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of patience. Ramadan is the month of sacrifice. Ramadan is the month of praying in the mosque for Taraweeh. Ramadan is such a fruitful month for gaining oneself hasanat. The devil's action in Jahannam is love for all of Ramadan.
We don't eat food, no. We don't lose our temper, no. We don't drink anything, no. We don't sleep all day, no. We read Quran, yes. We pray a lot, yes. We have self-love, yes. We greet self-faith, yes.
Ramadan!
Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
Ramadan by Zaki. So in verse 152, Allah says, so remember me, meaning remember God, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. So how do we remember Allah? We remember Allah by remembering His attributes and His name. Let's listen to some advice about the name Allah.
There is one name, not Ar-Rahman, not Al-Malik, not Al-Quddus. Those are majestic, but there is a name that contains them all. Allah. Do you realize what you're saying when you say Allah? Every other name describes something. Mercy, power, knowledge, forgiveness, might. But Allah is not a description, it is the essence. The that. It is the name that gathers every name inside it. Ar-Rahman is His mercy. Al-Hakim is His wisdom. Al-Jabbar is His might. But Allah is the one to whom all of that belongs. When you say Ya Rahman, you're calling upon an attribute. When you say Ya Allah, you're calling upon the One who owns every attribute. This is why it's the supreme name. It's the name that, if you understand it, collapses your dependence on everything else. Listen to the verse. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And remember the name of your Lord and devote yourself to Him with complete devotion. Not remember His blessings. Not remember His creation. Remember His name. Why? Because the name Allah pulls the heart away from every illusion of power. You think money provides? Allah. You think followers elevate? Allah. You think doors open because of people? Allah. The name itself severs false attachments. That's why when the believer is drowning, he screams Allah, because in that moment he is calling the Absolute. Every name returns to Allah. Allah does not return to any name. You cannot define Him by mercy alone or power alone. He is beyond every single attribute even. Allah is the name that contains all names. And when you repeat it, Allah, 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 you are stripping away illusions. There is only one reality. So when He says, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, He's telling you to anchor your heart in the Absolute. Detach from the temporary. Devote yourself completely. Allah, let that name settle. Because one day, that name will be the last word your tongue ever carries.
Indeed, the name Allah, God. When we are in trouble, we say, Oh my God, Oh Allah, that is the essence of all. And, you know, by human nature, we are forgetful. God Almighty, in our Muslim perspective, assembled all the souls before He even created us and asked one question, Am I not your Lord? And we all responded, Yes. But we are created with forgetfulness. So being in a constant state of remembrance, remembering where we come, because again, in our faith tradition, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From God we come and to Him we'll return. And the one who returns with a pure heart is the one who is most victorious. And that comes from a place of being ikhlas, being sincere in everything that we do. So we got to keep remembering that we are in an individual journey. We've come from tiny sperm to a human being, and we think we are all powerful and we can control everything. And then one day comes when we are no more, and we'll be forgotten within a generation, if not before. So yes, let us be in a state of remembrance from whence we came, from whom we came. Let's listen to a bit of Ya Allah.
Forgive our every fuss. Ya Malik, Sovereign King, we seek refuge in your might. Ya Quddus, the pure and holy, cleanse our souls tonight. Ya Salam, source of peace, grant us tranquility. Ya Mumin, the giver of faith, make our hearts steady. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we call upon your beautiful names. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Wadud, your light guides us through the flames. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, attributes of mercy and might. Subhanallah, we praise you day. Ya Khaliq, the Creator, who shaped us from clay. Ya Bari, the Maker, forming night into day. Ya Musawwir, the Fashioner, beauty in every form. Ya Ghaffar, the Forgiver, through every storm. Ya Wahab, the bestower, gifts beyond measure. Ya Razzaq, the provider, our ultimate treasure. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we call upon your beautiful names. Ya Aziz, Ya Jabbar, Ya Mutakabbir, your power forever remains. Ya Allah, of glory and grace. Alhamdulillah, in your mercy we place. Ya Latif, the subtle one, gentle in your care. Ya Khabir, the all aware, you know what's hidden there. Ya Halim, the forbearing, patient with our flaws. Ya Azim, the magnificent, we stand in awe. Ya Ghafoor, Ya Shakur, Ya Ali, Ya Kabir, Ya Muqeed, Ya Hasid, Ya Jalil, Ya Karim. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your names we invoke with love.
Indeed, we invoke the name of God with love.
Ya Rahim, 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 Ya Rahim,
Ramadan Kareem, and the last verse of our selection today was chapter 2, verse 153, where God says and advises us to seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, God is with the patient. The classical tafsir states that patience include patience in obedience, patience against mistakes or sins, patience during hardship. Many early scholars interpreted patience here as fasting itself, because in Ramadan, it's a live curriculum of patience. We have to be patient with hunger, patient with irritability, patient with schedules, you know, very little sleep at night. And then you are basically 2 meals a day, early in the morning, late in the after sunset. And then we look at prayer, salah. In Ramadan, we also have additional prayer, nightly prayers of what that is called Taraweeh. We pray more. We also stand in the night, Qiyamul Layl. We make longer sujood, and this is how, you know, we worship throughout the night. We are encouraged to do so. So Ramadan trains us to respond to struggle, not with complaint, but with prayer. So there is a spiritual sequence in Ramadan when we look at it. 2151, it's the prophetic formation. That is the Allah, God sent a messenger with a particular role. 2152, remembrance or zikr. 153, resilience through patience and prayer. This is exactly how Ramadan works. Revelation, remembrance, restraint, reliance, divine closeness. So, yeah, Ramadan. And we know from this that in this world, in it's called the dunya, is really not our home. We're just passing through. We are like a traveler needing some rest. So we rest under the shade of a tree and then we move on. Or as some people like to use the analogy, we are all traveling on a train. Some of us get on at point A, and some depart at point C, and some depart at point F, and so on. But we are not here to stay. So let us be good people on this earth while we are here, and leave it in a better place than how we found it, a better state than we found it. But you know, there's the opposite that always seeks power and control. So let's see. Let's listen to "The Dunya Is Not My Home."
The dunya is not my home. Ya Rabbi, call me home. I'm a stranger in this land, just passing by the days. The glitter of the dunya blinds in so many ways. Its lights will fade away, its promises are lies. My soul is yearning for the truth beyond the skies. Ya Allah, keep my gaze fixed on the lasting prize. This fleeting world won't hold me, no matter how it tries. The dunya, peace upon the light. The dunya is not my home. They build their castles high, but sand will wash them down. I build my hopes indeed that the righteous crown. Every breath a test, every trial a door, to the Akhirah's beauty forevermore. Ya Rahman, guide my steps through this temporary storm.
make my akhira, my home safe and warm. The dunya is not my home, it's just a bridge to cross. The dunya is not my home, my heart belongs to you, ya Rab al Nas. Jannah calls me softly in the quiet of the night. The dunya is not my home, sallallahu ala Muhammad, peace upon the light. The dunya is not my home.
Let go of what chains me, release what holds me back. Tawakkul in your plan, no turning from the track. The grave is near, the reckoning draws close. In your mercy I find peace, that's where my hope reposes.
The dunya is not my home.
This world is not our home forever. We have a beginning and we have an end. in between we have all sorts of characters playing all sorts of roles. As Shakespeare says, the world is a stage. Everybody has a part. And as we see, in my over 6 decades of practicing the faith of Islam, it betrays the practice that I have understood my being, my faith, in terms of how the political rhetoric is said today and portray my faith and those of almost 2 billion people as one which is to be scared of. And all I can recall from my youth to now that echoes in my ear is all about kindness and trustworthiness and looking after the other and being of service to your family and your community and just being a good human being. And it just blows my mind how that has turned in the legacy media and from the political class that rules today. So I would be remiss if we don't at least address this issue of the continuous war on Muslims wherever they are, whether it's in Myanmar or Sudan or Syria or Palestine or wherever, and in Iran today. It's absolutely sad and gut-wrenching when you see political powers that be just seeking to have people live without dignity, as we have seen they have done in other places in North Africa and the Middle East.
Why can you not see? Why can you not feel my cries as they flow through my tears? I will have nothing, no future, no more. My family, my home, they've taken it all, yeah. Tell me, what have I done? Why am I here? All covered in blood, nowhere to be.
And we will go through. You've got to focus your eyes on the prize. If you slip, you will slide, and from God you can't hide. We will sing a new song for justice, and we will go through. And if you don't have no love in your heart, then we'll have to depart, because you need love to start. To sing a new song for justice, for peace to go through. And although it can bite me down, I get stronger and stronger, I'm always around. I'm rooted and ground for justice.
Indeed, it's a time that we seek justice for all, and regardless of where we are, what faith we belong to, which country we are from. I leave you with the words as read by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf with Mohyiddin Chisti's last words to his followers.
One of the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Mohyiddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Mohyiddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, "Love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence."
770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Truck servicing kete vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube. Tusi ik truck chalone cha fleet hegi je. Tohada time value rakhda. Appointment bhi lod nahi, first come first served. State of the art facility, trained technicians rahi, best high grade oils filters, engine di jaan vadaunde. Hor ki chahida? In location na to tuhadi seva karde. QTL, exit 268 highway 401 Cambridge, exit 579 highway 401 Napanee, exit 5 QEW4 Airy. Service or quality vich sab to parmukh na. QTL 519-622-0660. Jo aave so razi jaave.
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है।
मेरी सेविंग $350
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है। मैंने सेव किए हैं $2000।
क्या चमत्कार किया, मुझे भी गुर सिखाओ ना।
भाई बात सादा सी है, हमारे पास दो गाड़ियां और एक घर है, और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर के इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। 647-290-3773
Teletime Electronics, LEDs और Home Appliances की Hottest और Branded Range के साथ 0% Finance, Guarantee on Lowest Prices और Free Delivery in GTA. तो इंतजार कैसा, अभी विजिट करें Teletime Brampton, 280 Rutherford Road या Springdale Square Shopping Center या Etobicoke, 1770 Albion Road या 9909 Markham Road. مزید تفصیلات کے لیے کال کریں 905-455-1666 ٹیلی ٹائم الیکٹرونکس
چاندنی بینکوٹ ہال
انٹیلیجنٹ چوائس لوکیشنز ساؤنڈ سسٹم انوویشنز چاندنی بینکوٹ ہال
30 years of hospitality experience corporate event, exhibition, expo or any celebration.
Indoor and outdoor golf course facilities. Chandni Banquet Hall. For appointment, call today at 905-458-8888. 905-458-8888. Or visit chandnivictoria.ca. Chandni.
770 AM دی نشریات سنن تے حالات حاضرہ تو با خبر رہن دے واسطے نیوز انفارمیشن انالیسس الیکٹرک گڈیاں دے وچ ای آواز آفیشل ایپ یا ساڈی ویب سائٹ eawaz.com لوکل نمبر
6478724900 اللہ تو ہی آیا تو ہی آیا تو ہی افضل تو ہی ही सबका किबरिया, हर तरफ मौजूद है तू, हर तरफ जलवा तेरा, हर तरफ मौजूद है तू, हर तरफ जलवा तेरा।